She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea is off today. If you listen to the show, you know I talk about having that monkey mind. My mind goes in many different directions. And when I'm most focused, actually, is when I'm doing my radio shows. It just really gets me right in the zone, or in the flow, as they say. But in other areas of my life, I'm a bit more scattered. So I'm so excited to have Russell Eric Dobda here. We're going to be talking about meditation. And as a matter of fact, there is an app that can help. Holy cow. Hello, Russell. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
It's so nice to have you on. When did you first get interested in meditation?
I started meditating on the more regular basis around 2009. I actually met this Indian guru who just sort of taught me how to just sit still for an hour and search the spaces of my mind. And that's where I got started with that. And then I got into guided meditations around 2010, 2011, and then started writing them myself after that.
Oh, that's so nice. Now, would you say that guided meditations are a good way to start? Because that's something that I do from time to time, and I find it easier to follow than trying to meditate on my own at first? Or what's your opinion about this?
Totally. Well, the thing about guided meditations is it gives you a point of reference, because when a lot of people think about meditating, they're just trying to think of nothing. And sometimes that's the hardest thing to do. But when you're doing a guided meditation, you can listen to the voice of the guide and just follow that voice and let it take you to those places and just keep your attention on that. So I think it's easier to focus on something than nothing.
Yeah, I agree. Now, if you are doing regular meditation, do you have a breath, a mantra? What do you recommend for beginners?
All those things, they're all different types. You know, I always say that meditation is just the sustained awareness on the object of your choice. And so the silent meditation is a good one to just sort of witness the thoughts that are coming through your mind. The breath meditations, known as pranayama, are really good to consciously breathe, getting that oxygen into your body, and doing things like alternate nostril breathing to send energy in different ways. And then, like you said, chanting is another one, such as like mantra, Sanskrit mantras, which send the tongue to different positions of the mouth and sort of trigger these little acupuncture points in your mouth and evoke all these different things. So yeah, there's all different ones. So I think it's best for people to gain an awareness of the different types and then find what's best for them.
Now, binaural beats?
Binaural beats are a technology that was discovered, I guess, in the 1800s, but is more relevant today in that because it requires headphones, and it's basically playing these tones that drive your brainwave patterns into certain frequencies that might be conducive to, for example, focusing or relaxation or even deep sleep. But I'm actually building an app right now that it helps people go to sleep, and it uses binaural beats to sort of drive your brainwaves into a slower rhythm so you can fall asleep.
Now, is that what you have on your CDs and apps, or is that something different?
Yes, I use binaural beats on my CDs and my project Guided Meditation Treks, and my apps are based on that as well. And they're just another layer. So I combine spoken word guided meditation, where I'm walking people through these different visualizations. And then in the background, the binaural beats are there. And I basically program those to go along with what's happening in the guided meditation. So it just, they sort of have an additive effect to each other to guide people into these different states.
Oh, I can't wait to try it. What has meditation done for you in your life? What kind of changes have you seen?
For me, it's sort of, first of all, relaxing is something that I've always had trouble with. I mean, it's still hard for me to just relax. I have a lot of nervous energy and motion, and constant motion. And when I just remind myself to just sit and witness, I feel that I'm kind of sharper, and instead of like going in a million directions, when I take that space, when I come out of meditation, things just kind of slow down. Everything slows down for me, and then I'm more effective in making decisions and more effective in interacting. I think that's the main thing for me.
Well, that's nice. Now, I know that you're also a certified yoga instructor. And what kind of yoga do you practice?
Well, I love to practice all different types of yoga, but since my background is more on the consciousness and mindfulness, usually in classes that I would teach, they're more relaxing poses, more gentle hatha, and a little bit of like kundalini meditation and those kind of things. But I really enjoy practicing with the, you know, vinyasa flow and those sort of different teachers that are really getting me to focus on my body, because I definitely feel like those kind of like power flow and different, even Bikram, those are a meditation as well, but more of like a bodily meditation where I'm focused on getting my muscles to go a certain way and getting my flexibility to go a certain way. So it's just yet another type of meditation, I would say, yoga is.
It sounds really nice. Now, you have a book, How to Spin the World Around with Cheap Travel Technology and Mindfulness. Tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, so I took a trip around the world for a year, and in doing so, I sort of used this method that I think a lot of people, especially younger people, are using these days. It's sort of like walking away from their societal norms and just traveling the world. And in doing so, I used a lot of online social networks to find locals and stay with them and find cheap plane tickets and so on. And then I combined that with a mindfulness practice when I got to these places to really experience the different local cultures and experience the people I'm with and sort of go into these places with an open mind instead of with a fixed itinerary of everything I needed to do. I was just going in with the attitude of witnessing, sort of the same thing with the meditation of just witnessing things instead of trying to predestine everything that I'm doing. And so the book is sort of about that process, both the technology of getting the cheap travel and meeting locals, and then the other element of mindfulness and using gratitude and setting intentions and managing when things don't go right and things go in unexpected ways and stuff like that. So that's what the book's about.
It sounds great. I also like the idea of you're kind of in the moment, right? You're not planning and wondering what's next, but you're just sort of going with the flow, right? And I mentioned flow
totally
at the beginning,
right?
And it makes it more fun, too.
Yeah, and I mean, that's not to say we shouldn't set intentions. You know, I'm definitely,
sure,
one of the things I've been saying recently is like, you know, we can succeed in anything in our life just by using two things, intention and awareness. So we set intentions as to what we want, but then we use awareness to kind of let it happen instead of force it to happen.
Oh, see, I like that. What were some of the coolest things you experienced on your travels?
Well, on my travels, I actually visited the place of my grandfather's birth and sort of met a whole section of my family that I didn't really even know existed. And it was in this sleepy town in eastern Slovakia. That was definitely a highlight. I also got a diving certification in Thailand on this island called Koh Tao, which is actually one of the cheapest places in the world to get a diving certification. And then there were a lot of places that weren't on my travel itinerary that I ended up visiting just because the plane tickets were cheap to connect through them. That was like one of the many philosophies that I outline in my book. So I visited Iceland, for example. You know, it was a place that wasn't on my bucket list, but when I went there, because Iceland Air basically offered a free layover for up to a week in Iceland, I kind of hung around and was really amazed at how beautiful that place is. You wouldn't necessarily think of it with a name like Iceland.
Exactly. Well, you can learn more about Eric and Eric. Russell, Eric, thank you so much for coming on. You should definitely go to his website, meditationtreks.com. You can find out about all the things we were talking about. Again, I can't wait to try out the app and also to get your book. I want to thank you all for listening. You can like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Be mindful, be in the moment, enjoy your life. And I want to thank you all so much for listening. Stay well.